you know? Yeah, you sit I don't there want to sweat a lot. Almost
every
phone.
Person I've seen goes in there with their phone.
I mean, I guess what else would you do?
Yeah. You close your eyes and enjoy the heat.
I don't know.
Or you talk to the old naked guys.
Not a whole lot of that at the gym I go to.
But some?
There was a naked guy today.
Are you the one on Sheridan?
You're listening to the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast.
Welcome to the Ready Bros and the Boys podcast. This is 322-22. We got just the boys today. Just the tight core, you know?
Yeah, why didn't Heather show up?
I don't know. I feel like I probably should have actually texted her. That probably didn't help.
Heather blew her load in terms of hanging out with us.
We had a whole situation.
What is it, after 8, right? She's probably in bed.
Well, we had a whole thing planned last week, and I blew it up because my voice is fucked. And disclaimer to the cast, I'm suffering. For you guys right now, all right? We got lemon juice and honey in this hot water. So, you know, bear with me. But whatever, we're here. We're getting out the casts. Or topics, whatever. all right. What do you want us to... What are you burning on? What are you burning on? We got a lot. We kind of preliminarily blew our loads a little bit because it took us so long to get this going.
But, I want to just mention that I'm eating ice cream cake on this entire tray.
That should be noted that he's eating it with a cake serving thing. After moments ago, denied.
I asked you if you wanted a piece, and you're like, no.
There was one piece left, and I was like, well, I got to comically eat this one piece on this large tray full of ice cream cake remnants. And it worked. It was comical. Got the desired effect.
That's true. We got a nice dumpable photo for that. All right, so I'll kick this one off. Well, let me kick this one off.
Kick it off.
Let me kick it off. So I went to Boston over the weekend. Kind of like a last-minute thing, but I visited Mike J. And I told you guys the story. I'm just going to re-round it up for the cast. So happened to be there on Saturday. Looked over at the snap maps, world over. Saw Kyle Monkowski 1 mile away from me in Boston.
The man himself.
Assumed that he was on vacation or something. No, he moved there full-time and works for Harvard now.
He's doing his postdoc with stem cells.
Havard,
like
the cheese. The cheese man, full time. So he popped out to the parade. Absolutely wild. Mm-hmm. I'm a little disappointed with the response from the H, you know, mm-hmm. from the jellyfishing crew. Right. I was expecting people to like be freaking out, mm-hmm. but then he was like, "Oh yeah, like nobody even knows that I live here," and I was like, "Yeah, that makes sense." Because it's a very chance encounter, dude. Yep. It was truly just like an NPC thing in a video
game. Of all the people that you would expect to be in Boston, not him.
That was like a little Easter egg.
It was an Easter egg.
It felt like a little Easter egg. I was like, oh shit, I know this. I get this reference.
A Boston Easter egg.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe.
Are you videoing me at licking this ice cream tray?
With your fingers, yes.
In my shame. In my shame.
Dude, you're ignoring the best parts of the frosting over here, too.
I don't like the frosting. I like the ice cream.
I got you for a good, like, 40 seconds before you
notice. Give me one of the napkins here. I'm covered.
You've been. Dude, you're putting them on blast.
That's good. I will, I'll admit, I'm fat, man.
That's going in Rowdy Rouse and the Boys right now.
What can you do, you know?
I got you for, 42 seconds. Probably the last 4 seconds
of shame.
You realized that I was doing this. Oh, I can't upload it.
Oh man,
it's too high res.
So let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. You can compress and stuff, and you upload it to YouTube, and then whatever. We'll
talk to the world needs to see this.
The world needs to know. We got some mic topics. Why don't you talk about your gym sauna? I think this is a follow up.
Yeah, well, not even a follow up. We never got together to do the first time. So I like to go to the sauna in the gym after I'm done working out. And I'm always curious, like, what the etiquette is. So I go in one day, and there's, like, two other guys in there. And sit down, and the one guy is talking full blast on his headphones through his phone. And he's really loud. He's talking in another language, which I can't even, like, get the dirt of what he's talking about because he's speaking too fast of Spanish for me to keep up. And the guy sitting next to me after the dude's done on the phone, he's like, "Can you not talk in here?" And, like, there's about to be a fight in the sauna as I'm just sitting there.
I got a question.
What is the etiquette? Should you excuse yourself out of there? It's I feel okay like, yes.
Talk. It's okay to talk, but, like, to talk...
Talk well, to people in
yeah,
the
if,
sauna?
If they want to, like...
No, that's fine. I'm talking about having a phone conversation. No, you excuse yourself, right?
Do you bring your phone into the sauna? Like, do most people do that?
No,
because
no,
you're
no,
sweaty.
No.
It's like almost like I would think it's
you
like borderline
there.
Like pool rules. You
yeah,
know,
you sit
I don't
there
want to sweat a lot.
Almost
my
every
phone.
Person I've seen goes in there with their phone.
I mean, I guess what else would you do?
You know? Close your eyes and enjoy the heat.
I don't know.
Or you talk to the old naked guys.
Not a whole lot of that at the gym I go to.
But some.
There was a naked guy today. He wasn't old. He was middle-aged.
I'm that naked guy in the
sauna. So
he's just hanging dong in the sun.
Yeah, but not, like, openly. I have a towel on, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you spread a little bit.
What made me put it in a second time, and this was, like, 3-5 days ago, whatever this was, I'm in there again. Some guy comes in without a shirt on, holding his shirt.
Is that weird?
No.
Okay.
But what he does is weird. He wrings his sweaty shirt out in the sauna...
That's
holds
gross.
It up to the heater as if it's like a blow dryer, like it's gonna dry this thing.
That's gonna stink
for about 15 seconds, and then leaves. And I'm like, what the fuck did I just witness?
That is
strange. That's not good.
That is the gym
that's
sauna.
Not the place to do that.
Is,
go in the shower,
right? I don't know if he thought there was a drain in there or what.
Oh, dude, people are vile.
Oh my god!
You see
god.
The vilest people at the gym.
So, yeah, I was just curious what you guys had on, like, obviously don't do what Sweaty Guy did with
I've
a shirt,
never,
but
never,
the phone.
I go in the gym, I go in the sauna at the pool at UB all the time, or I used to.
I've never been in a sauna in my life, actually.
No?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've never sweat out any toxins.
Speaking of sauna.
I keep those things in.
You gotta channel them.
Yeah.
Speaking of sauna, I was driving down the road the one day, and I saw a guy driving a truck with a trailer with one of those big barrel-shaped saunas on the back of it. And it looked like it was precariously strapped on there. I was concerned for the life of this sauna.
Oh, my God. Those are, like, rentable things, though, right?
I think you can rent them,
You can buy them, rent them. I don't know, yeah.
Who's if you go to the Erie County Fair,
you're
you
buying
can see
a sauna.
Them there.
I wouldn't want to rent a sauna.
You're buying a sauna. Why would you buy the truck one?
Because it's... What do you mean?
No, I think that's how it was being delivered.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was, like, on a trailer.
Yeah.
It was, like, a round thing, and it was just strapped onto this trailer.
Yeah, see,
like,
there we go. See? Okay. For clarity.
Yeah.
Yep.
For clarity. I will happily be the dumbest person on this podcast because somebody listening to this is probably dumber than us, you know? So I represent the dumb
population,
dude.
You would have to be,
dude.
To listen to us.
Big push big push for the cast in Boston. Mike J. was just hyping it up to every single
one
of
his friends.
So he
wasn't blowing shit when he called me at 1 a.m. saying, "I've been hyping up the cast."
No, he was hyping it, dude.
Nice. We should do it more often, though.
A lot of people were hype about it. I don't know, dude. We met this guy who used to work for the Patriots, and he said... He said that he got, like, Patrick Chung hookers one time. I'm like, dude, let's get online. Get you on the cast.
Okay, now
I want to hear that story.
Yeah, we got to get this guy.
Yeah. He's like a amateur stand-up comedian. I don't know. He's a pretty cool dude.
Did you get his number?
No, I didn't get his number. No, I was focused on mandating Mike J with Kyle for the entire weekend. I was like, I was bro-ing him up. I was like, yo, you know Kyle used to live in Buffalo? You know his brother's a weatherman? You know?
Is that what you used to hype him up? Because those are all of Kyle. Did you know he's a black belt? Those are third Kyle.
Oh, I forgot about the black belt.
Text him right now.
It's Kyle's three interesting traits.
They exchange numbers. It's all right. I think they're in. I think they like preliminarily picked a baseball game to go to. So we'll see, you know?
Yep.
Sorry, I totally just like ran with it. Why don't you talk about Batman?
Oh,
I just want it to be noted that when I wrote it on here, I wrote Jason Batman instead of Jason Bateman. that was for me.
All right, so I guess spoiler alert, because I'm going to talk about the plot.
That's fine, because I'm not going to watch it. So
and
are you going to watch it?
I might be saving you like 3 hours, because it was
you will be.
Fucking long.
I don't want to say that I'm disinterested in it, but the 3-hour thing has turned me off.
Yeah.
And I've done too many Batman reboots.
So
I'll jump in another time.
What I liked about it was There's no, like, real origin. This is probably the first time I've watched a Batman movie, animated or live action, where he's not carrying on about his dead parents.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not to say that isn't mentioned, but, like, there's no flashback scenes that, you know.
We already know how Batman's parents died.
It reminded me a lot of The Dark Knight in terms of plot. Right. You swap out Riddler and Joker. It's similar where Riddler's doing all these murders. He's targeting the mayor, the police commissioner, and he's, like, leaving riddles or clues for Batman to figure out who's the next target. It felt like watching, like, it felt like you were reading a detective comic. Like, if they were to just take detective comics and turn it into a movie, this was what it was. So, in that regard, if you're really into Batman comics, you'll love this. Didn't need to be 3 hours, though. It was fucking long. What's his face? Who's playing Bruce Wayne? Edward,
Robert Pattinson.
Edward's his vampire
Edward
thing.
Pattinson.
His Batman was fine. I didn't hate that. But when he was Bruce Wayne, he looked like some sort of weird emo teenager. That's not how Bruce Wayne should look. Like, on earth did they decide that that was a good look?
Because he's a popular guy, and he was a heartthrob at one time.
Well, he looked like a knockoff version of Edward Scissorhands when he wasn't in the bat cowl. I don't know. But overall, not bad.
Edward
Jeter. Does it fit into the DC universe now? Like, is he just replacing my hat? Or, like,
So. There was nothing to tie it to other stuff. But that's not to say that they won't, because I think they're doing a Flashpoint movie.
Yeah, so that's probably what they're
going to do. So, who knows? Anything can kind of go. It was fine, but definitely wait for it to, like, hit HBO Max or Plex or something and pause, because I didn't make it through. I had to use the bathroom. This is the first time I've ever broke.
I have to pee almost every time.
Dude, during Endgame, I had to piss so bad. But, like, the time when I had to piss was, like, when they were
they're all coming out of the portals.
And I'm like, I'll just piss myself. I don't care. I'm watching this.
Yeah, no. It wasn't interesting enough for me to forget the fact that I had to pee. And I came back, and I'm like, did I miss anything? My mom's like, not really. And I'm like, okay, perfect.
I've fallen asleep in movies before, actually. I usually don't go to the bathroom. I fell asleep because I got taken to Fast and Furious 5 with onions, and I was like, why are we even here? It's because I drank a bunch of Captain Morgan.
So that put you to sleep, or the movie did?
Both, I would say. Mike, I got a question for you. You put this topic in here the other day, and by the other day, I mean sometime in the last 3 months.
Okay.
And it was, I finally know what a bandy is, right?
Wait, I put this topic in?
B-A-N-D-Y. A bandy. You put this in.
What the fuck?
All right. I'm just curious because there's this guy I know, and we call him Bandy because he's Bad Andy, because we have to differentiate him from other Andys as worse. I Urban Dictionary'd it. And it was, you know, everything on Urban Dictionary is like some sort of
I remember now what it is.
Window. Yeah.
No, okay.
Please.
So,
I'm just curious where this is coming from.
During the Winter Olympics, I was searching stuff on Google. There's a version of hockey called bandy.
All right.
And, I wish we would have talked about it right then and there because I remember more about it. But it's like playing with sticks that don't have the curve. And I don't know, and they use like a ball instead of a puck.
Weird.
So I gotta wonder, like, what's the talent level of these professional bandy people? Are they not good enough to make NHL hockey? So they're like, we're gonna go play bandy.
I feel like it's old school, you know?
It might be, maybe. It's only popular in like Sweden and some other of those like Finnish countries over there.
Is that in the Winter Olympics?
Yeah. Maybe not. No, I don't think it is. I think it was taken out.
Why would it even be in there?
I don't know, but I was curious. I'm like, can I go be like an all-star bandy player? Because I know
probably.
How to skate.
Did you see the people that were doing curling? The guy was wearing Rick and Morty socks.
Well, curling, that's what you're good at. For
of those niche, like, win, like Olympic things, you know, you just have to do it. Like, you just gotta do it. Because, like, so few people even do it, you know?
Right.
It's like, you gotta run 10 miles while cutting a steak or something, you know?
If I ever have a son, or even a daughter, they're gonna be curlers. I'm gonna make them Olympic curlers.
Yeah.
You sit them down, there's probably only 200 other people in this country doing this.
Curling is objectively fun.
Did you see the curling, though? The people that throw the stone thing, the way their front feet are bent is, like, insane. They have such ankle. All right,
so maybe my kid is going to be a sweeper. I don't know.
It's crazy. It's like, I was just like looking at some of these people, and it's like, you look at the stance that they're in, it's like, Jesus. Interesting stance.
I noticed a weird like muscle on my forearm the other day, and it's because I do like the whipping motion when I'm drumming a lot. Mm-hmm. And like, I thought that there was like something fucked up with my arm, because like, I had just never noticed it there before. And I like looked down, and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, what's wrong with me? I was like, oh, that's a muscle. And I asked my drum instructor about it. He's like, no, that's what I have that too. I was like, oh, all right. I get it. I understand. I'm tracking.
Yeah, I'm looking up bandy right now. It's hockey with a ball. And I don't think they have as curved sticks. And the ice surface is way bigger. It's like playing on a soccer field.
That sounds like terrible to watch.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd sit down and watch a game of it, I guess.
All right, Lon, why don't you pop off on your weekly food segment? We got two on there today. Mm. I can tell you what they are. You can just go.
Oh yeah. So first, I want to talk about Raisin Bran. I wanna sing the praises of Raisin Bran because it's wonderful.
All right. Not a big cereal guy myself. Gotta be honest.
I'm like on and off. I like to eat cereal when I'm stoned as fuck and it's late at night. It's like the perfect food for that.
What are you, Will Salisbury?
Yep.
Will eat cereal at any hour of the day.
Yeah, so I would cereal too. Is best as long, like a snack.
As long as there's not like alcohol in my stomach, I'll have cereal because milk and alcohol.
Not
a good mix.
I'll eat cereal when I'm drunk as fuck.
I've never had a White Russian. Slaps.
White Russians are good.
Are we allowed to talk about Russians on the podcast?
I'm saying banging now. By the way,
banging's good.
I'm saying banging. I don't care.
What about White Russians but with Raisin Bran in it? So it's like a bowl of cereal.
Dude, you know that there's that cereal bar by my house. It's like it's called the cereal spot. They do like ice cream with there, right? They should just start doing it. They serve cereal themed drinks. It's insane. They can stay open.
Milk-based alcoholic drinks with cereal in them.
White milk with cereal.
Well, that'd be good because like
they can stay open after 8.
You eat Cocoa Puffs. You make a White Russian. You put Cocoa Puffs in it. You eat the Cocoa Puffs, right? And then they're kind of getting you a little drunk slowly.
You get a chocolate Russian is what you're saying?
And then it becomes a brown Russian.
That's nice. That's nice.
And there you go.
Why don't we experiment with it?
So Raisin Bran, I derailed and started talking about
flavor. All I wanted to say is that it's great, and I love it. And I've eaten like 4 boxes of it between when I brought it up on the... in the chat. And
I feel like I have to have an intervention with you, man.
It's
I just
good.
Saw you eating frosting with your fingers.
I'm fat. You're right. I gotta stop. I gotta get these away from me. This is bad.
Here, have some double stuff Oreos.
No.
All right, Uncrustables was the other one.
Uncrustables are the other thing. I recently traveled to Milwaukee for work. And Milwaukee. I just stuffed my food bag full of various things, and one of those things was a whole package of Uncrustables, and like I ate them.
You buy Uncrustables like you're
not
like...
regularly. I just went. I was like in the store, and I was like, "What would be good? Like a non, just a hand food to eat on the plane while I'm flying all day." And I thought of Uncrustables because me and Dom Scarpine used to eat Uncrustables before driver's ed.
Dude, I can confirm that Dom Scarpine was eating Uncrustables still as of at least 2019.
That's hilarious that guy still eats Uncrustables.
He's been on the cast in the past, man. He's guested on the cast.
Oh, man. I'm going to talk to Dom Scarpine.
Friend of the podcast, Dom Scarpine. Actually, I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. I don't know what he thinks of the cast now.
Dom Scarpine, if you're listening to this podcast, your mother used to give me Uncrustables.
All right.
That's good. I appreciate
that. We'll pass that on.
And that's all I really have to... So I was like eating these things for days upon days, and they're good. I mean, they're good things, but when you eat them all day, every day for like 3 days, and you're at a work thing, it's not good.
What's your opinion on lobster? I got a bit of a hot topic on this.
I like lobster.
I will destroy any and all seafood, dude. I love seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was my thing when I went to Boston. It's like I'm only gonna eat seafood. I'm only gonna eat things that are like I can get here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got a lobster roll when I was in Portland. Apparently, a Maine lobster roll is prepared differently from a Boston one.
Mm-hmm.
Maine is served cold with mayo, so it's kind of like a seafood salad.
Yep.
And then, like, cabbage or whatever. Yeah. And then a Boston lobster roll is just warm with, like, butter on there.
Mm-hmm.
Boston lobster roll kicks the shit out of the Maine lobster roll.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
oh, yeah,
are they both lobster? Yes.
Yes.
But I'm not there for the mayo, man. I'm there for the buttery delicious.
You don't want lobster salad. You want
I don't want a salad.
Lobster and butter and like maybe some sort of a hot sauce or a slaw or something.
Like, I don't want to pay you $30 to serve me cold lobster because that's what a lobster roll costs now.
I once got a lobster roll in Iceland in the depths of winter.
That sounds good.
It was good.
Had
best it's food. Not the fishing season in Iceland, but I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Best food of the weekend? Mussels. Oh, my God.
Mussels are good.
Just, they're like Boston chicken wings because of the way they're priced and everything. It's funny.
Yeah.
Very good. I don't know. Whatever. Sorry.
Get off. Boston wing is a mussel.
All right. Sorry. I gotta delegate. I can't fade into the background.
I want to go back to the bandy thing for a second. What was the sex term that you were about to talk about?
I mean, I looked it up at one point on Urban Dictionary. That's why
I'm curious now.
I don't know. It's that the top thing was. See, I don't like using these terms.
Oh, God.
It was a bandy snatch, and I'm not going to define it any further, but, you know,
okay.
It refers to, a woman's body.
No, that is definitely not what I was talking about.
So, there you go. All right, let's get into something else here. So that's all you got on food? You got nothing else to heat up on food?
I was at ice cream.
I feel like people look forward to your food. This is like, we're trying to make this into your all articles right. thing, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't really have anything else prepared because, like I said, we blew our load. I was going to do some research on coffee.
I was blowing my load earlier, yeah. We had too much precast time. Anytime we have a long precast, the cast itself suffers. Also, I don't have a lot of voice. I can't get any hotter than this. Like, this is as hot as I can get right now.
The name of this episode is going to be The Blown Load. It's calling it now.
Fuck. Damn it. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. all right, so we're done with the food. Oh, God. Well, why don't you talk about how you got randomly selected?
Oh, yeah. I'm just cycling from the Uncrustable thing to the Milwaukee on the way back from this work trip. In Milwaukee, in the airport. I look like a stoner. All right, let's just, you know, that's it. And I was profiled. You know, I was randomly selected by the TSA because I had a bag full of cereal in my food bag. And I'm sure they looked like something. It was Honey Bunches of Oats. And here's the funny thing. This Honey Bunches of Oats. I don't know. She's like, you got to take this out. You got to look in here. I'm like, well, it's packed full of, like, a bunch of shit. You're going to make me take all of this stuff out of my backpack so you can look through it. And I'm like, all right, well, go ahead. And so she starts taking this stuff out, and she pulls out this bag of Honey Bunches of Oats, which was, like, open. You know, I had been eating that throughout the week at this work thing. And she just grabs it, and it explodes, and there's cereal all over the TSA station.
You didn't tell me that part of the story when you were telling it.
And I'm like, well, now there's cereal everywhere.
Look what you've done. I warned you about this.
And then they made me pack it all back up. They just kind of threw it all out there.
Just scoop the cereal back in here, man.
I still have like a quarter of the bag of cereal left, and it's still got a big rip in the side from where it bust open on the TSA lady.
What if they opened up your luggage and it was just a whole thing of cereal?
Just a whole suitcase of loose cereal.
Is that a red flag?
This could also be the cereal.
Here's your cereal draft.
I love cereal, though. I mean, I do love cereal.
I don't have an issue with cereal. I just feel like I don't eat enough. Like, I don't know. I'm not a breakfast guy.
It's really
guy
not good for you.
Unless
you
I'm cooking
it for
myself.
I don't
myself,
eat it for
breakfast.
You know? I just eat it when I'm stoned.
It is easy. That's part of it is that it's easy. Oh, shit. I'm supposed to call Will.
My first week here in this house, I didn't have an oven or a stove or anything because it didn't come with it. So I lived off of Frosted Flakes.
That's why you should have eaten Raisin Bran, because Raisin Bran is just like Frosted Flakes, but it's got bran flakes, which are better.
Frosted Flakes are solid.
I like Frosted Flakes. And raisins.
No.
Right. It's more wholesome. Right.
We got a call to the cast here. We got Will Salisbury, everybody. A little golf clap.
Yeah, I'm pulling Florida Man this week.
Willem Dafoe.
So, Will, just to catch you up where we're at, we're just talking cereal.
Okay.
So we know you're a big cereal man, so why don't you give us your lowdown. Like, when would you eat a cereal? When's an acceptable time to eat a cereal? I know the answer to this.
Well, you know the answer to this, but for me, acceptable cereal time is anywhere between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m.
I agree.
That's general good cereal time.
I agree.
I buy the family size of the Reese's Puffs because you know, I'm a fat ass at heart. So.
I was hoping you were going to say family man.
I'm a family man.
All right, so you said you're in Florida. Why don't you catch us up on the situation developing there?
Yeah, so I've had one hell of a day. I flew from Dallas, Texas to Indy last night. I should say Dallas to Atlanta, Atlanta to Indy. Got home at about 11 o'clock, woke up this morning, put everything in the washing machine, and then put it all back in my suitcase and flew from Indy to Atlanta, and then Atlanta to West Palm Beach. So on the flight from Indy to Atlanta, I'm on the window seat, and this woman next to me was the definition of Atlanta. She bought the in-flight Wi-Fi just so she could text and watch TikTok videos the entire time.
You gotta watch TikTok, dude. I'm warming on TikTok, by the way. I gotta say, I'm warming a little bit. Go on, sorry.
We'll get there. We'll get there. And then as soon as the plane's wheels touched the runway, she was on FaceTime. She was making phone calls. I think she made about 5 phone calls between the time that we landed and we got to the gate. And she was just shitting on people. Like, they weren't urgent. It was just, you know, this motherfucker needs to know this deal. And she was serious. And the whole plane found out about that motherfucker, too.
I can't do casual phone conversations. Like, for fun, like, hey, how are you? Phone conversations? Get out of here.
Oh, you know, this kind of ties into the sauna etiquette. So what's the plane etiquette? Should you be doing that?
No, not on a plane. Absolutely not on a plane.
No.
Never on a plane.
Yeah, well, she was doing it. It was full out. I mean, the whole plane heard it.
I hate the airline system.
No, you were popping off get about one, the airlines.
You get one bad bag of funny bunches of notes.
we go from the full Atlanta person to the full Florida woman on the flight to Florida. This woman next to me, mid-70s. She's got her phone out, full brightness, doesn't lock it at all the whole time. So it's just sitting in her lap, a bunch of numbers and buttons are been pulled up. Just the whole nine yards. She orders a Bloody Mary, of course, because she's 70 years old, has a Louis Vuitton bag, and is sitting there playing with the little touchscreen, you know, games. And I don't know what game it was, whatever she's doing, but she's just hitting the screen repeatedly multiple times. Never put her phone in airplane mode, so she's trying to scroll through, like, Facebook and, like, text people while we're 30,000 feet above Florida. And she's just having the time of her life, you know, going about being a Florida woman. It was something. And then, get to the next part, I landed in Florida about 2 hours ago, and this guy picks me up at the airport, Julio. My Uber driver, this Hispanic guy.
All right.
And I got about an hour drive up to where I'm at now.
An hour long Uber? Holy shit.
It was quite a ride. He talked about everything from the Knicks to hookers in Miami to Karl Marx and Marxism and the oligarchy. and everything including Russia.
That's deep.
And then
Will, I hope you gave this guy 5 stars.
Over my foot as I'm getting out the Uber.
All right, maybe 4 stars.
What did he do?
He ran over his foot.
Oh.
After all that.
It was a wild ride, let me tell you.
Did you partake? Was he, like, just talking at you, or did you egg him on? Because here's the thing.
He was talking at me. He was one of those where you try to say something, and he just keeps talking. So I just got to keep agreeing, and I couldn't only understand half of what he's saying.
See, I don't like chatty Uber drivers when I'm, like, sober. Like, if I'm going somewhere and, you know, whatever. But if it's, like, the ride home from a bar, I will absolutely, like, get those guys going. Because I just want something to talk about, you know? Like, I don't care. Make it weird.
It was quite some time. So, yeah, that was my experience today. It was quite something.
How run over are we talking with your foot, though?
Is it just like... he stopped. Like, I told him to stop.
He parked on it.
Stopped in the mid-foot.
So, like, there was, like, a quarter of the weight of this car... directly, yeah. Actually on your foot. It wasn't just like a little bit over the toes where you could like squeeze your shoe in back in your shoe.
It was full quarter way, and then I'm like, stop, you're running over my foot. So he puts it in park in mid-center of my foot.
Well, to be fair, you did tell him to stop. It's mid-foot.
Yeah, that's on you. You should have said, keep going.
Yeah, you should have just run it out or said, like, hold on, back up.
Well, if you told him keep going, then.
Like, keep going forward. He's like, going forward? What do you mean going forward? I'm like, pull forward. You're on my fucking foot.
I am in an incredible amount of pain right now.
Yes. So I was almost... this will be... we'll see how this develops.
Oh, well, that sucks.
But I'm going out to some dinner right now, so this will be my short. It was my first brief rant.
Yeah, that's good. That was perfect. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
See ya.
Fuck off.
Will Salisbury, everybody. Golf clap. That was good. Topical with the cereal. You know, we get the Florida in there. All right. So, Mike, why don't you talk about the second cut? So,
yes. So, Derp's party. Was that last weekend?
I think it was 2 weekends ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
Technically, last weekend was like 2 days ago.
So, 10 days ago, whatever it was. So, we go to bed around 1. You stayed up till what time?
Very late. Well, it was daylight savings time. So, like, once it hit, like, you know, close to 3, I was like, oh, I got to go to bed now. I got to go to bed right now.
So we went up to Derp's apartment to go to bed, and so I'm and Alyssa took the couch. Other Nick Crash was on the couch, and I don't know him well enough to be like, "I'll shack up with you."
Sure.
And then Christina comes in with a cot.
Yeah.
And she puts the cot down and starts setting up, and Bridget comes in, and I'm sleeping on a footstool. I'm laying on a footstool like a dog, and Bridget's like, "Mike, there's another cot here if you want it." I'm like, I'm okay, I'm all right. And I'm trying to get comfortable on this thing, and it's just not working. So I get up, and I go to look at the other cot to set it up. And I open it, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And, like, Alyssa and Christina are just giving me a hard time. They're like, it's a cot, Mike. I'm like, this is not a cot. And it's pitch black, but I'm like, there's cup holders on this. Why would a cot have cup holders? So I just say, fuck it, and I throw it in the corner. I'm like, I don't know what this is. I think it's a fold-up table or something. So I go back to the footstool. Bridget comes back upstairs after like 10 minutes, and she's like, stupid guard brought a table. And I'm like, I knew it. I knew that wasn't a cot. And then, like, the two girls were laughing.
You could have slept on the table, to be
fair. That would have been funny. You should have slept on
the table. The table was smaller than the footstool.
Like, that was a really uncomfortable cot.
Well, the table was broken, too.
Honestly, though, you know, free table. You know, yeah. When in Rome, take the free table
so
at
they,
a time.
So they kept laughing about it, and, like, I don't remember which girl was, like, laughing about the word just cot in general. And I was like, I got cot blocked. And that's where that came from in the band names.
Okay. That's good.
So, I know Christina listens, right? So, she'll get a kick out of the story.
I slept in my car in Derp's front lawn.
I had the entire floor of Adam and Douches to myself. There was like 3 couches. It was great.
Nobody else slept down
Nobody
there?
Nobody else was down there, dude.
I should have came down.
Nobody else was down there. It was like quiet. The only thing I heard was Douche puking periodically.
I'm not surprised. That
Man
guy
was spewing.
Went hard.
Man was spewing. But it was great, dude. I had like a sound sleep. I like woke up feeling like very refreshed. It was phenomenal. Yep. And I had a great time.
I think there were still people down there when I decided to go to bed, so that's why I went up to Derp's.
Mm. I tried to lay down in my car that night, and, like, the heartburn was so bad, I had to just sit up in the driver's seat like I usually do anyway when I pass out.
I was reclining the passenger seat and sleep in my car. Dude, my car's comfortable to sleep in. I have, like, I'll sleep in my car any time.
Yeah, I can't do it. Mm. I don't sleep sitting up. I'm a side sleeper. That's difficult.
Oh, I don't
when
know.
When you're sitting
up. When I was at Mike J's over the weekend, he has a pull-out couch. But, like, the one end, like, tilts upwards because otherwise it kind of, like, goes down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hospital beddy.
Okay.
But, like, you can't really, like, lay in it with a pillow. Otherwise you're just kind of,
okay.
So, like, I slept the entire weekend just, like, standing there in, like, bodyguard position. What? Because it was the only way I could get comfortable to sleep was just arms crossed, laying straight back.
Like, upright on the couch?
Yeah. Like, basically seated, you know? Because the only way I could get comfortable with my neck. it was wild. All right. I got another story, actually. I came across this thing, and I forgot that I put this in there. All right, so a couple months ago, so like the beginning of February, I got like crazy sick, and I found that this has like been a thing that's been going around recently, but people are getting like throwing up, like getting really sick, like a stomach bug type thing, you know? And like you get sick, and it's gone after like 24 hours, but you can still spread it like shortly afterwards, because I wound up getting a couple people sick that I like had not realized. But anyways, so for this 24-hour period, I was throwing up, you know, in the double digits, like, you know, on death's door, so it felt. Like, I lost, like, several pounds.
Rough.
Yes, it sucked. So, it's, obviously I'm not working that day. Even though I work from home, I literally still had to call in. So, it's, like, 2 p.m., and I'm laying in bed, and my neighbor next door to me, cool dude, his name's D, cool guy, Anyways, he's a gamer. He's a big time gamer. I know that because wherever he games, be it his desk or his whatever, is on the other side of the wall where my bed is.
Yeah.
So I can hear him like shrieking, like, "Oh, bro, I just made that three!" You know, whatever. Because he plays late, and sometimes I go to bed, and so that day in particular, I was taking like a nap, which is not something that I normally do, but it was like 4 o'clock. And, like, I'm just listening. I'm, like, laying there, like, trying to fall asleep as this dude's playing video games. He won't shut the fuck up. But I finally pass out, you know. And I wake up at, like, 5 o'clock. And I hear him. And I'm, like, he's not playing games anymore. Like, he's, like, singing. Like, there's some music in the background. I'm, like, what's going on? Like, is he playing a track? But, like, it's pausing at odd intervals. And I'm, like, oh, shit. This dude's singing right now. And he's not just, like, singing along to something. He's, like, recording. Like, you could tell he's singing the same part of the same song over and over again. I'm like, yo, this dude's good. But here's the thing. This is the conundrum that it presents, right? I only have a very passing relationship with him. You know, he walks by. I'm like, yo, D, what's up? That's it. That's all I got. How do I tell him you have the voice of an angel?
Write an anonymous letter.
Just like that. Be like... Next time you see him, you have the voice of an angel. Just no context. Don't just
call him Songbird.
Dude, the expression that I have on my face if I say that to him is the whole thing, you know? If I'm like, you had the voice of an angel, stone face, that's weird. That's murdery a little bit.
I feel like that's,
you know,
funny, though. Do you, like, imagine, let's picture that, like, he's coming out of his doorway, you're coming out of your doorway kind of the same time, you kind of like...
Yeah.
And then you just stone face say to him, you have the voice of an angel. And then you would like either just go down the stairs or slowly step back into your apartment. That could be funny.
The slow step back is like some Family Guy shit.
Like a Zach Galifianakis type deal. Like, you gotta channel Zach Galifianakis when you're doing this, because it's just like, you have the voice of an angel.
I feel like if I do that,
and then fade back.
The next time I see him, I'm not gonna get that casual nod.
You just have to not even acknowledge.
I live for the nod, dude. I need the nod.
You have to totally change your personality when you do this, and then just go back to normal.
So all you're saying is change everything about myself.
Do it one time. Just be a different channel, Zach Galifianakis for a minute, to the point where you look like him.
All right.
You have to focus so much that you look like Zach Galifianakis, and then just do it just this one time. Just
simply change my genetic makeup.
And go back to Rome. Put on a disguise. Or, even better, a cardboard cutout of Zach Galifianakis.
That'd be funny.
In front of his doorway.
That'd be funny.
When he's with, like, a sign or
says
something that says,
have
the voice of an angel. And then he'll have a cardboard cutout of Zach Galifianakis, and
he'll have
received a compliment.
Now it's a gift situation,
yeah.
You know? Now I've endeared
now
myself.
Now he's gotta, like, shake
now
your
he's
hand.
Writing, now he's writing songs about me, you know?
It would be funny that way, because, like, Zach Galifianakis is not the person you'd expect to be telling you that you have the voice of an angel when
That's
you first
true.
Walk out of your apartment.
That's true. I see that man. I'm like, he doesn't appreciate music.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Well, yeah. Okay, on this, I guess I just have, like, a bunch of shit that I'm just going to rattle off some stories real quick. Because I'm looking at my fucking topics and they're all me things because I've been ignoring myself this whole time. But doing this for you guys, you know?
Mm.
Anyways. So, because of this, this is related to me being sick. So, like, I got sick on, like, a Tuesday or something. And, like, very, still throwing up, you know, so, like, Wednesday evening I had plans, because I was watching Boba Fett at the time with my friend Andy.
Well, we could
Andy.
Talk about that.
We could talk about that. Oh, I thought that was outside. I was like, what's going on? So, like, I had to cancel that day, obviously. Like, I just threw up a lot. I'm not coming over to your house to watch fucking Star Wars. And then the next Wednesday, which would be when the next episode was, we're just going to double down. And so... I'm like, it's Wednesday at like 5 o'clock. I'm like, hey man, I'm gonna walk over because you're like a fucking block away. I like to walk over, you know. I like to goblin up a little bit first, and then I walk over, you know, whatever. It's my thing. So, fucking, and then I turn on the news, and there was a shooting at McKinley that day. Like the guy, like I don't know who it wound up being, but like there was a shooter and like a security guard and a student had been struck.
I heard about that.
And there was like, you know, they're locking down the block and everything, and the shooter got away. Here's the fun fact. That's right where we live.
Oh, yeah, that's that school, like, right there?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, he's like, yo, man, don't walk over here. There was a literal active shooter on the loose. I was like, oh, all right. Thanks for that text.
At that point, he's probably not on the loose anymore.
Here's the thing, though. I could have come into casual contact with an active shooter just living my daily life, you know? But
I'm sure you've come into contact with many active shooters in your daily life.
Active?
active. They just shot some. I don't know, dude. That's
maybe not just.
Yeah, that's just. And there was like a manhunt on the news. It was on the. You both knew about it already.
Yes.
It was that big of a story, right?
I didn't know anything about it. I just heard like a passing thing, because my girlfriend works for the Buffalo schools.
Yeah.
But I didn't know anything about it, so I'm hearing more about it than.
The reason how this becomes a bit is because. The first, previous Wednesday, I was, like, really sick. It was, like, I don't usually get sick like that, but, like, it was, like, the first time in 5 years. Second time, active shooter. And I was, like, what's going to happen next Wednesday? A fucking comet's going to hit the Earth?
Did Russia invade Ukraine next Wednesday?
No, luckily, I just drove over instead of walking over, circumvented that active shooter thing entirely.
I want to brave the active shooter.
We could talk a little Boba Fett, though, if you guys want to do a little, Boba Fett, if you want to Star Wars it up real quick.
Mandalorian season 2.5.
Yes. I mean, it got good at that point. It sucked at the beginning.
It was very boring.
I didn't need to see him in that Bacta tank for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was not great. I mean, the first episode should have been like, maybe the first couple of episodes of him crawling out of the Sarlacc. And
do we need that? That needed to be like one scene.
I don't think it needed to be multiple episodes.
No. Well, maybe at least an episode, because that was a big part, you know?
Everybody, sure. How did he survive?
He was dead, you know?
But the Tusken Raider thing went on for how many episodes? Like, I feel like that could have been condensed.
Only for them to, spoiler alert, die off the next episode. Just get brutally murdered and off screen, you know?
It's supposed to be, like, the tragic backstory.
I feel like that was, like, two or three episodes worth of the season, right? The flashbacks to the Tusken Raiders?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, the first one, you're right. Because the first one, like, he was kind of walking around the desert, and then the second one, he was, like, in the camp.
Then he becomes friends with them.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think for Boba Fett, who's supposed to be, like, this ruthless-ass bounty hunter, he was not ruthless enough.
Well, that's
he was too much of the good guy.
Say he was ruthless
at
all.
They totally tried to, like, humanize him to, like, set it up for the future, where, like, he's gonna have this faction, but he's like a benevolent Jabba the Hutt, you know?
Yeah, but fine. But he should still brutally kill his enemies and not have a bunch of like weird cyberpunk Power Rangers.
He's just him himself. The actor is old. Mm-hmm. Like, I just didn't see him as badass the whole time.
I mean, that's fine. And like, I kind of thought he was badass in certain scenes. He was badass in the scenes in The Mandalorian. When it comes around, he's like,
yes,
doing the Maori face thing, and he's got the stick, and he's whacking guys, and that's cool. And like, I would have liked, you know, they had a bit of that, and that was cool. They should have played that up. But then, like, when he got his armor back, he should have became Boba Fett again in his traditional way, and then also maybe wield the stick around. And like,
I liked, he has a rancor. I'm a fan of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of rancors. Things I didn't like. The Darksaber backstory stuff,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to see him struggling with the Darksaber. That's dumb. That's a dumb side plot, you know? Don't have this badass weapon, have him, you know, especially, secondary thing, that stupid Beskar spear that they gave the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
That he just turned into a little, was it a Mithril thing or something like that?
It was like a Beskar chainmail for the little
thing. Oh, yeah.
Corny,
yeah.
Bro. Corny. Stupid. Yeah. Because it wound up not being integral to the plot, like at all. And he just lost that spear. And now all he has is this sword that he can't even handle.
The spear was like, I see, it was kind of integral to the plot. It was like this, he gets the spear, which is just this large, it doesn't matter that it's a spear. I mean, it does, because it's cool.
Yeah,
but
it's like a
large chunk of this rare metal that belongs to the Mandalorians. And then he takes it, and he turns it into a suit of armor for Grogu, which is then kind of stupid that they had it like,
you must choose between being a Jedi and going back to the Mando.
Yeah.
And it was just like, that was just kind of dumb.
It was dumb.
Especially since Luke Skywalker doesn't follow the Jedi Order.
Right.
Like, and he leaves his training with Yoda to go save Leia and Han.
I hate when they do those, like, you know, like, we see the full picture, like, we see Luke and Grogu talking, and we also saw Mando there with Ahsoka, but, like, they didn't interact. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate that near-miss bullshit. They did that in Game of Thrones with, like, Jon Snow for, like, the first six seasons, you know, where he's here and his brother's here and they just kind of miss each other. That's stupid. Like, that's... Don't tease me. Give me what I want. This whole thing is fucking fan service anyways. You know?
Right.
But you know what? I will say, the back half was good.
despite all of my complaints.
I like the Darksaber stuff, though. I think the Darksaber is the coolest part about, like, the Mando and all that shit, because it's a huge part of the lore of the Mandalorians, is this Darksaber.
And, I mean, and obviously, like, they're setting that up because, like, they totally, like, exiled him from, like, being a legitimate Mandalorian or whatever. I don't know. That'll be cool. Like, if nothing else, I'm excited about the next season of Mandalorian, where, like, before, I didn't. But I want to touch on this really quick, because this is a huge thing. The entire first two seasons of The Mandalorian were him getting Grogu to see Luke, right? And in four episodes, they just blew that up.
Yeah,
they
that
destroyed
was dumb.
Their character arcs.
Right.
For what? For what purpose?
So like, he can be in season three with him.
Like, I understand, like, you know, if they're trying to keep the canon of Kylo Ren and all that.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, that's how Grogu survived that, I guess. Yeah. Like, whatever. But, like, I just feel like their characters were not set up to do that shit. And now it's like, why did you waste my time with the whole first two seasons?
It's like, yeah, you know? Gave him to the Jedi, whatever. And then he just comes right back. It's like, what now? You know what I mean? Like, I get it. They're trying to, you know, now it's going to be his little buddy. And he's going to be there with him all the time. And he's going to be like a Jedi bouncing around and being all, you know?
Like, that's cool. Makes for a good show. But, like, you were going somewhere, you got to the place, and now you're like, never mind. We just enjoyed the journey,
like,
man.
You could have done it and given the fucking Baby Yoda thing a little bit more of a character arc separate from the Mando.
Can he just learn to talk? Can he just learn to speak?
He's 50 years old, so he should be, yeah.
He's 50. I don't know. But that, you know, I guarantee.
Then you can't sell merch.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I feel like Baby Yoda stops being cute once it starts talking.
I don't know. It was not a bad show. It feels like I had a lot of negative comments in there. It was fine.
Yeah, but the ship that he got was pretty fucking cool.
Sweet. That was nice.
Wait, it's the ship that the Mando got?
Yeah.
The Nibu thing.
Yeah, that was sweet.
And, like, they should have just, I don't know, they could have, why couldn't they have waited for the season 3 Mando to put all that shit in there, you know, and actually finish the Boba Fett arc instead of just leaving it at what, you know?
Yeah, it just felt like they kind of put that in there to, like, legitimize the Boba Fett show, or, like, just come up with better stuff for him to do, or don't give him his own show. I don't know. I didn't need a Fennec Shand origin, you know?
Yeah, fuck Fennec Shand.
Whatever. Should we pivot? Or where are we at? Where are we at with this? Have we blown the loads? I want to say that I'm very excited for the Obi-Wan thing.
Obi-Wan, that looks cool. I think that might be the best thing since Disney took over.
I was really excited about the Boba Fett thing, and it didn't pan out. So
this is different, dude. Like, I'm trying not to watch trailers and shit, but, like, I'm seeing Darth Vader out here. I'm seeing the man.
They're only
going to
see Darth Vader in flashbacks, though.
They, like, recasted, like, Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, probably as flashbacks. Flashbacks, yeah. Because if they're trying to keep it consistent with New Hope, they've never seen each other since their fight on whatever the hell that moon was. So if they're going to, like, ruin the canon again, I guess they could. They don't seem to care. Maybe they'll battle again, but.
Yeah, I'm not expecting that, but I would like some more, like, Obi-Wan and Anakin Clone Wars stuff, you know?
Because, yeah, maybe there'll be flashbacks.
Because, like,
of that.
The stuff from the, like, Anakin is, like, the most, like, one of the most decorated Jedi of all time, but, like, the movies 1-3 just portray him as, like, this angsty teen, and then all of a sudden you don't understand why he becomes Darth Vader, you know? They should do more of that. I don't think that's gonna happen.
They don't do enough of playing up how powerful Anakin is in the prequels. I mean, they do kind of, but he does kind of the same shit as all the other Jedi, you know? It's not really apparent.
Yeah, I want more of that. I want more of, like, that Star Wars, like, the Rogue One content where Darth Vader is just, like, full dicking people, you know? I want that. Sick of this partial dick shit. Deep into the nerdiness there, I apologize.
Now time for Pokemon.
All right, Lon, let's lighten it up here. Let's do something a little more relatable for everybody. Why don't you talk about Facebook Marketplace?
So I recently sold my Jetta, my old car. Oh, I got an alarm going off there. Recently sold my Jetta to some buffoon on Facebook Marketplace. Now, I listed this thing at, like, in the evening, right? And within 3 minutes, this guy had messaged me. So I was like, all right, well, this guy wants to look at it. I'm like, all right, you can come by after work tomorrow. In the meanwhile, I got, like, 5 other people that want to come look at it, which is, you know, how it works with Facebook Marketplace. So I let this guy come. He comes and looks at it. You know, we do the standard jaw-jacking sort of thing. I'm like, here, start her up. You can't take it for a drive because it's not on the road, but I let him, like, drive it up and down the driveway just to see the clutch and stuff. And he freaking stalls it three times. Can't, because he can't get it in first.
Okay, so this guy can't drive a car.
He can, apparently, but he's just a jabron. He shows up, he's this, like, you know, redneck dude in this big old fucking Cummins. And he's jacking ass. I'm like, hey, you really got to hold it to the left to get it in first. And he's like, he finally gets it in first. Then he can't figure out how to get it in reverse. And so I had to show him how to put it in reverse. And then he's like, oh, you know, talking to me, blah, blah, blah. And I end up selling it to him. So he comes back later that day. And then he's trying to get it on his trailer, right? First, we're not sure if the thing's going to make it up the ramp of the trailer without scraping, which it does eventually. And then he gets in there and he's looking around and the trailer is like one of those flatbed trailers with like the railing kind of around it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I can't open the door to get out. And he's this huge dude. He's like Eric Kelly size. And but not quite as... Not
so
quite
he's trapped in the car on the back of the trailer?
So he's in the car on the trailer and he's like, I can't get out of here. And he's like trying to figure out how he's going to get out the window and he can't do it because he's so fucking big. And so I'm like walking around the car and like for some reason the way it was sitting, like the back opposite the farthest door from him was the only one that would clear the railing. So I open that up and he's like crawling out the back of the
You just see some car. Other gut was he?
And then he like
top of the butt cry.
And then he gets out and he closes it up and he can't figure out how to strap it up because there's nowhere to put toe straps on anywhere on the car. Mm-hmm. And so he's putting these toe straps on and they like aren't fitting inside their like rectangular hooks, you know, holes where you hook the hooks. Mm-hmm. And he can't fit his strap hooks inside the holes. So he's like really sketchily just clipping it on the outside. I'm like, dude, this is crazy. And he's going through the rims of the car.
You're gonna lose the car, man.
And
it's
I'm
gonna
like,
fall right
I'm
off.
Like, I'm good thing you already gave me your money because this car's yours now, man. I'm like, this guy's just a total.
He's a bad redneck, dude.
I'm like, you're only going. Good thing you're only going 10 miles. No, that's how rednecks operate. You show that's up with a rusty old trailer and like fucking ridiculous
that's
straps.
Right. You're right. That's wild, dude.
So that was funny, and I'm $4,800 better.
Nice. Love to see it. I have no mic topic left on here.
So I blew my load.
So, I mean, on that topic then, Lon, earlier we discussed what your new car name would be.
Yeah.
So I figure we can just we can riff on that. What do you got? Where are you?
I have
been
nothing.
It's been some time since you put this in here, so I figured maybe you would...
I haven't had any thoughts, though. My car's done nothing remarkable to warrant a name.
So, for the listeners...
I've been calling it the Subaru.
It is a white Impreza?
Crosstrek.
Mm-hmm. Like anything?
I was in it. I don't know. That didn't do anything amazing when I was in the car.
It's just a car. And
call it the Yeti.
The Yeti? So, I was thinking about that.
Not bad.
We'll put it on there. We'll put it on the maybe list.
Yeah.
I put it. I call it the bed and breakfast because you slept in it and ate cereal.
Oh, I did.
We come down from Derps. There's just cereal all over the front seat of the car.
It's not all over the front seat.
Well, it's not spread over, but there's cereal there, and I think there was a bowl too.
Yes, I brought almond milk with me and a spoon and a bowl and I fucking poured the cereal into the bowl.
The bed and breakfast.
Raisin bran and fucking milk at like literally 3 a.m.
I was gonna say it had to be pretty fucking early in the morning.
It was like just before I went to bed, I like smoked a joint and then I sat in my car and I ate and I read the fucking Lord of the Rings because my phone fits perfectly inside my steering wheel, like the top of it. And I just wedged it in there and I ate cereals, fucking red.
You're just on one in the middle of the, literally in the road.
I know, I was in, and the best part about this whole thing is I was in the middle of Derp's front lawn in my car. In the snow.
That's ridiculous. Just making yourself at home.
Yeah, you gotta know how to travel.
I think you should call it the B&B.
I like that. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's the going name so far.
Yeah, all right. That one's good.
Holy fuck. Yeah. You don't actually have too much left.
It's good. We're just shy of an hour.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts, Mike? There's stuff in here, but it's like, it's what's the really stuff? It's me things. It's stupid stories.
No. I don't really have any closing thoughts. I don't know.
Horse penis.
Wait. Juan's the worst arguer ever.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Why?
Okay. So on the ride to Derbs, we had 3 hours to spend with Juan.
That's a long time.
Oh, aside from him going to Buffalo to pick us up. And then
that's on me. I should have, you know.
That was a botch, guys. I need you guys to know
I was already
botch.
In Buffalo. I didn't
well, we didn't know
Buffalo.
That.
So, yeah, well, that's fair. That's
you should have been like, that's I'll come me. Get you, Suave.
I should have said that. You're right.
So we have 3 hours to spend with him in the car. Talk about a whole bunch of shit. Naruto came up because apparently he's watching it on Netflix. And what exactly did you even say? Like, I don't even remember.
I can't. There's two.
Something about the characters always undoing the plot or something.
That show is ridiculous. They'll go through like 3/4 of an arc, and you'll think that it's about to wrap up, and like right before that, the arc could wrap up and they would make a decision that would end the arc the way you would expect. Somebody does something fucking stupid and then it totally undoes everything they just spent the last fucking 7 episodes doing.
So,
and it drives me nuts. It's every single arc in that fucking show.
I ask him for specific examples and his response are, I can't give you any because it's all of it.
It's literally the entire show and I don't... You want a specific example? Watch any arc of the show.
You are just...
You got it, but if it's everything, then
you should be able to be like, oh, tuning exams. Like, say something that's not that sentence.
There you go. Any of them.
Have you seen Naruto?
I'm watching it. I'm on season 7.
Well, your other problem is you're watching the filler. I told you to stop.
The whole thing is filler.
After season 5, it's all filler. You're right. Just go to Shippuden now.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, though, for completion's sake.
You're worst debater in the world.
I'm not. No, that's it's, no. It's a good point.
That's a point.
It's a good point.
I got tells. I lose every fucking debate because as soon as I'm struggling or like I've lost hand, I start my voice like it's really high. I'm like, absolutely not. What are you talking about?
I mean, I was willing to listen to his point. He just couldn't make it. You know, like.
I'm right.
I felt like I was watching a political debate. Like, just getting not real answers, but he was trying to be convincing about it.
You'd be a great politician, man.
Oh, God, I went to this conference.
You would not want me in office.
I went to this conference for work in Albany. And
I was just in Albany last night. Had dinner there.
Oh, nice. So it was like 2 days there, a bunch of social studies teachers. And... They're giving new versions of the Regents exams. They already did the global one a couple years ago. Now they're doing U.S. So we go to this thing with state ed, and they're supposed to be presenting the new exam and stuff. And these people are on Zoom. Mm-hmm. I mean, Albany's the capital of the state. I don't know why they can't be bothered to be there. One dude on Zoom has palm trees in the background. He's in fucking Florida.
So you went to Albany to sit on Zoom.
Well, there was other real-life workshops. Yeah, but, like, that specific one, which was kind of like the marquee thing of the event because of the new exams. They're presenting from Zoom via Florida. I'm like, this just symbolizes the disconnect between, you know, politicians and bureaucrats and the people that actually do jobs in the world. Mm-hmm. You can't be bothered to show up to this conference. You got to do it from Florida and not give us real answers.
You had to drive 5 hours.
Oh, man, that car ride was brutal. Like,
Did you carpool with coworkers? That's the worst thing.
And, like, they're okay, but it was just an awkward car ride.
Yeah,
that's
awkward.
You know,
it's too long for a casual.
The one coworker is just super into history, and he wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. I'm like, I'm trying to play Pokemon Arceus. And then there's no music happening in the car either. Like, that is so weird.
It's a bunch of history teachers, Mike. Come on.
No. It's, and, yeah, it was just
I can only
a very,
picture this car. This
very
car
long
that
car
sounds
ride.
Awkward as fuck, dude. No, I would not. I would rather drive my... Like, I know the gas is super expensive right now. I would rather drive myself.
If this happens again next year, I might ask my one coworker who I actually get along with if she just wants to carpool together. Mm.
My coworkers, the only coworker I really have is a fucking... Awesome dude. Shout out to Marat.
Hell yeah, Marat.
He's a cool guy. He drives a fucking
RAV4 with you.
Or not a RAV4, a 4Runner.
Okay.
He might, though.
That's a real test of friendship.
He's my boy. We worked together today.
Tell him to check out the cast.
I have told him to check out the cast.
He hasn't, though, has he?
I don't think he has. I'm going to tell him again. I'm going to tell him again. I'm going to tell him I left him a shout-out. That's the worst thing. He's not going
to
like that.
He's going to have to listen to the whole thing just to
hear.
I'm not
going to tell you what episode you're in. You have to listen to them all.
Even if you tell him the episode, he's going to have to listen to the whole thing just to hear.
There's probably like 2 minutes left.
An inconsequential name drop at the end. Holy shit.
It's okay. He thinks I'm hilarious. So
that's good. That's all you need. That's all you need. All right. I'm going to wrap this bitch because I don't want to scramble for another 5 minutes. Yep, so fuck off.